joy. Be of good joy. Take courage, because he said, I have deprived the world of its power over you. Now, how about that this morning? Isn't that a good way to start the day? The devil, greater is he, what? That is in me than he that is in the world. I've got the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost inside of me. Satan only has the power over me that I allow him to have, or that he has and I don't know he's got it. And my goal in life is to close every door. If I find out the enemy's got influence and causing me fear, anxiety, and stress or anything like that, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to say, you know, God didn't give me that. Amen. Let's stand and worship and praise his name. Amen. Amen. All right. Oh God, you are my God,
and I will ever praise you.
Amen.
Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning and learn to walk in your way. Follow you all of my days.
All right, come on now.
Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you.
I will seek you.
I will seek you in the morning. I will learn.
Hallelujah. We magnify and we worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, what a day today is. Amen. Only a God. Only a God. You know, He's my maker, my father, my savior, redeemer. And then I love this part. Restorer, rebuilder, rewarder. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, yes. Amen.
Only a God like you, only a God like you, only a God like you.
Yeah.
Only a God like you, only a God like you, only a God like you.
For the praises of man, I will never, ever stand. For the kingdoms of this world, I'll never give my heart away or shout my praise. My allegiance and devotion, my heart's desire and all emotion, go to serve the man who died on that tree. Yeah!
Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise, all my hope and faith. Only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and say, give my everything. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise, all my hope and faith. You're only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and say, give my everything.
Only my Maker, my Father, my Savior, Redeemer, Restorer, Rebuilder, Rewarder.
To only a God like you do I give my praise.
Yeah, for the praises of man,
I will never, ever stand. For the kingdom of this world, my heart away, but shout my praise. My allegiance and devotion, my heart's desire and all emotion, go to serve the man who died upon that tree.
Only a
God like you could be worthy of my praise, all my hope and faith. You're only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything.
Yeah.
Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise, all my hope and faith. If only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything.
Only my Maker, my Father, my Savior, Redeemer, Restorer, Rebuilder, Rewarder.
To only a God like you I give my praise.
Do I give my praise?
Do I give my praise?
Amen. Amen. Come on, your mic. Talking about giving somebody praise. Hallelujah. Well, somebody said, you know what? I have a praise this morning. Come on, Miss Sue McGummy, tell us your praise.
I have had a rough road to go down, but with the hope and prayers and everything of this church and all that I have been through, the Lord has blessed me, and He's restored me, and He's brought me back to life, and I praise Him for bringing me back to life.
Amen.
So I can be with my family and my friends and my church friends.
Amen.
So I just want to thank everybody for what you've done for me and the church and your prayers and everything. And thank God He's brought me back to life.
Amen.
And I love all of y'all.
Thank you. Amen. Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, church. Let's lift our hands and praise Him and magnify Him. Come on. Oh, you're worthy to be praised, Lord. And if you're listening out there, come on. Just lift your hands wherever you are. And give Him the honor and the glory and the praise that He deserves this morning. Amen. Hallelujah.
Everyone needs compassion, a love that's never failing.
Come on.
Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, He can move the mountain.
My God.
My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation.
Come on.
He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Amen. Let this be your prayer today. Take me, Lord, as you find me. Hallelujah.
So take me as you find me. All my fears and failures. Fill my life again.
I give my life to follow
everything I believe in. Now I surrender.
Hallelujah.
Savior, He can move the mountain.
My God.
My God
oh,
is
yeah.
mighty to save.
He's mighty.
He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation.
Hallelujah. I don't know where everybody stands today, but if you need the strength, you call on Him. And as you wait upon the Lord, you know, don't move until He says move. You know, the word says that he promises us if we need to go to the left or to the right, that he'll lead us and he'll guide us. Oh, there's that Holy Spirit again. That's speaking to you. That's speaking to you on the inside. And you know, I can't say that, you know, I start to say, I don't know if I've ever heard an audible voice, but it's been so loud on the inside of me before that I thought I heard an audible voice. You know, I can speak of specific times when I was just totally, the direction I was going was totally changed because of the voice of the Holy Spirit on the inside of me. And you know, and the beautiful thing is, I know I got an email from somebody the other day, and they said a situation had happened in their life. And I wrote back, I said, well, I said, you know, I don't know personally how to pray for you, but I'll pray for you in the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit prays the perfect prayer, prays the will of the Father in heaven. And I know he heard that prayer, and it was the right prayer to pray. Amen. You know, don't forget what you've got, church. You know, we can get so satisfied and so settled down in our routine that we forget that we've got the power of the Holy Ghost on the inside of us. And when I don't know what to say or do, I tell you what, it might offend somebody, but I'd rather offend somebody than deny the Holy Ghost that's on the inside of me and the power of praying in the Holy Spirit. Call it tongues, call it whatever, praying in the Holy Spirit, whatever nice word you want to call it. But it's praying, singing in the Spirit, worshiping in the Spirit. Because I tell you what, when I do that, then I can forget what all this world out there is trying to do to me or my family or my house. Hallelujah. I don't know if I'm just talking to me this morning or not. But, just because you're moving and you're learning new things every day, don't forget the foundational things that you know. You think, well, I wonder why my life's been so drab. Well, maybe you need to pray in the Holy Ghost more. Maybe you're forgetting that, you know, as you pray in the Holy Ghost or something. You know, Jude says, what is? Pray in the Holy Ghost and it build up my most holy faith. You want your faith built up? Pray in the Holy Ghost. Isn't that what it says? Am I wrong? Somebody help me out here. Come on. Come on. Let's not forget that part. Sure, it's important. I want people saved. But I tell you what, I don't want them just saved. I want them filled with the Holy Ghost. You know, I won't need the Holy Ghost when I get to heaven. I need it now. Amen? All right. There must be a preaching spirit up here this morning. Amen.
God, you're the everlasting.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we praise you and we magnify you. Jesus, hallelujah. 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 You may be seated here. We're going to just continue worshiping the Lord, but as Sherry comes and as we do this song this morning, the greatest realization is that before the world ever began, that I was on the mind of God. I've always been on the mind of God, precious in His eyes. And because of His great love, He gave His only Son. And there's nothing you can do to make Him love you more. You may be in this thing of thinking, well, now if I just go to church more, or if I just pray more, or if I just read my Bible more, God will love. Honey, God can't love you anymore. He loves you with an everlasting love. Now, all those things you do will help you. But as far as Him loving you anymore, and the thing is, He's not going to love you any less if you foul up. Well, if the day doesn't go as good as I thought it should have gone, He's not going to love you any less. He is love. Amen? Hallelujah. Try to shut off those little areas in our life that we think, well, you know, if God knew about this, he wouldn't love me. Oh, God knows about it. He wants to heal and deliver you from it. Don't try to put a Band-Aid on something that he wants you to expose to him and to his grace and let him heal you from it. Amen. Hallelujah. So as we just worship this morning, where you are sitting or wherever you are, just lift your hands as we sing. You know, this is holy ground. And you know, we get to a part in the song when we say we're lifting up holy hands. If I go by my natural state, they're not holy. But I am made holy by the blood of Jesus Christ. I am worthy to lift my hands to him because he made me worthy. So don't think, well, you know, I can't do that. I can't lift my hands to the Lord. Why? He's done it for you. Amen.
Lifting up holy hands,
holy hands,
for the Lord.
praise and we magnify His holy name. We worship and we praise You, Lord. Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We magnify and we praise You, Lord. King of kings and Lord of lords, we glorify Your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 You may be seated. Hallelujah. Praise You, Jesus.
Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah.